Silliest way a person's tried to impress you as for like a date or something. It's 99.7 EJX. Was it a burnout? I mean,
that
Kelly, is that going
so well.
Is that going to impress you?
No.
100%
no.
Stephanie texts in and says, I'm not sure if this is silly, but in high school, guy I was dating pulled his manhood out just while we were casually talking.
I'm sorry,
and said
what?
He thought I just wanted to see it.
No one ever wants to see that.
That's like getting the pictures texted to you.
We don't want to see that either.
Right. That's not going to. So anyways.
Pro tip, guys, that'll never work.
So he's my husband now.
No. That story never ends that way.
Nope. Didn't work out for her.
Oh, wow.
Rebecca said, a guy once told me he could cook, then proudly made me boxed mac and cheese without draining the noodles. Neon orange soup, LOL. Anyway, we've been married for 5 years now.
It worked.
I love it.
It worked. I just need you to try.
I just need to see effort. That's all I need. I just need to see some effort.
Points for effort.
What's the silliest way a person has tried to impress you?
No, this might work on me.
Oh.
Aaron said one time a date tried to impress me by doing magic tricks at dinner.
Oh, wow.
That's unique.
Yes, that is. Kind of like the Phil Dunphy of Modern Family.
Yes, however, he accidentally set the napkin on fire trying to make it disappear.
Oh.
He hadn't worked it all out yet.
He hadn't perfected it
yet.
Hadn't perfected it yet. That's good.
Okay.
There are more responses to this than I ever thought. That's kind of funny. Silliest way persons try to impress you. Tim said, I once had a girlfriend who tried to impress me with her parkour skills.
Oh, my gosh.
Parkour!
Like, jumping all over the place.
Yeah, jumped off a picnic table, sprained her ankle, had to hop back to the car.
Oh no.
That
didn't work out the way she wanted.
No. That's funny. Like, how does that come up?
I don't know. That
hey,
is the most...
Hey, guess what I can do?
What's the most random skill you have? Go.
Parkour!
Okay, let's see.
How's that even come up? That okay. is hysterical.
Hannah said this guy flexed on me once by saying he could totally handle spicy food.
Oh.
I don't know if he thought that was going to impress me or what, but anyway, two bites into hot wings. He was sweating, crying, and chugging beer straight from the pitcher.
I don't think it worked out for them.
No.
That's funny.
That's cute, though.
We'll get to a couple more, but... Hey, look, you know what? When you're just trying to like show you're trying to show off.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, look at what I can do.
Yes. Look, I have a special skill set. Blake said, I had a girl once who claimed she only drives stick shift because it's hotter.
Oh, okay.
So like a gentleman, I let her drive and it became obvious this was not true when she stalled my car 5 times, just leaving her driveway. Ha ha. Yes, she's now my wife.
Apparently she does know how to drive stick.
Maybe that was a euphemism.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Maybe. That was not a literal statement.
Maybe that was more with a wink sort of statement. That's funny. You know what? Put a ring on it.
We did.
We'll get to one more here from Alicia. Dude at a party was hitting on me, bragged he could...
Oh, no.
Bragged he could drink a gallon of milk in under 10 minutes.
Like, that's going to be impressive?
I'm telling you, this could probably work on our afternoon girl, Emily.
Oh, 1,000%.
She's a big fan of milk.
She's a rabid fan of milk.
Yeah, anyways, Alicia said, bragged he could drink a gallon of milk in under 10 minutes. Why he thought this would make me fall in love with him, I'm still not sure.
Yes, that is my point. Like,
he got
this was your party trick?
About halfway through before puking all over the kitchen. Romance, right?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. Listen, you never try something. You're not sure how your body's going to react.
Guess what I can do? I bet I'm going to impress you.
Here, hold my beer.
Hold my beer while I grab this gallon of milk.
Chug this milk. sounds like a hold my beer moment.
Gallon of milk.
Don't do that, though.
Oh, my gosh. Natalie, one more slipping in here. There was a guy who had a crush on me when I was like 11, 12 years old. Every day he told me. And one day, walking home from school, he shouted out his mom's van, I was evil, the whole way down the street.
Oh, the tables turned when she did not return his affections?
Or he thought by, hey, just play hard to get and she'll like you more.
Right. You're evil. I love you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, then.
That worked.
I love you.
All right,
what a bad boy.
What a bad boy. Yeah, maybe he heard.
In your mom's van.
Chicks really dig a bad boy. All right. What's bad? All right, I'll tell her she's evil.
I didn't see the strategy there. No. It didn't sound like it worked.
All right, hey, thanks for the stories.